Amid all the electoral contention and controversy this fall, one local bright spot was the strong support for Measure Y, the sales tax increase to support the Sonoma County libraries. Needing a two-thirds supermajority to pass, it got almost 72%, a showing that Library Director Brett Lear attributes to an extended, well-organized campaign.
The big thing is we really had time to run a campaign this time. When Measure M didn't pass in November of 2014, we pretty much immediately put together a staff team, started doing advocacy work. We got some mailers out to the public this time around. And then the political campaign this time started about a year before the election, whereas last time it formed about 2 months before the election. We did a much better job this time of communicating with the public than we did last time around.
But even though the decision was made earlier this month, Library CFO Ken Neiman says there will be some lag before the additional funds from the 1/8-cent sales tax increase begin to arrive. But it is a significant boost for their $17.5 million annual budget.
The projections are anywhere from $11 to $12 million a year, depending on, obviously, the purchases in the county. The first time we'll see some money is toward the end of June of 2017. The taxes take effect April 1st, and that's when they start collecting them.
That's also when the first, and perhaps most significant, effects of the election results will become visible.
It's big to open on Mondays, and so we're going to try to do that in April. So yes, we're kind of borrowing ahead in anticipation of the money for Measure Y, but we want to open on Mondays for sure, quickly.
That change has been strongly advocated by library patrons since the schedules were cut back 5 years ago. The election results have also bolstered the spirits of the staff at the library's 13 regional branches, says Public Services Manager Kiyo Okazaki.
We heard so loudly that the community values the library, and that is giving us the energy. So we are so excited about this. It's a gift from the community to the library. So we wanted to give back by adding Monday until 9 o'clock so that the children can come in after school and study or use the computers or attend events.
Roughly 45% of the due funds will pay for additional staff time, says Library Director Lear, but there's much more on his to-do list for the coming year.
Add or expand hours, provide more classes for both kids and adults to get more books on the shelf, and then to do more with technology. We don't have a permanent computer lab in any of our libraries, and now with Measure Y, we can start doing some things around technology that a lot of libraries did years ago.
The libraries will also begin to chip away at the more than $8 million in deferred maintenance projects, which are detailed in a recently approved facilities master plan. And they will also add new staff to deliver expanded services.
We're also going to be able to add positions such as a public computer instructor and hire someone to get out into the schools and deliver library services off-site. So in addition to the frontline staffing, I think we're going to be able to add staff in key areas that will really allow us to much better engage with the community.
The newly approved sales tax increase will remain in effect for 10 years. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.